First of all, could you tell us what exactly you're hoping to achieve from the mentoring program and what it's designed to do?
Okay, it's basically we ran a day with Year 10 students in the summer term. And the Year 12 students actually ran workshops of their A-level courses for the Year 10 students. And the feedback from the Year 10 students was really positive. In fact, they wanted more of those kinds of workshops so they could have a taste of the kind of things that you were doing at A-level or BTEC Level 3 and what the jump is like. So it's preparing them, really.
Do you feel that this will have a positive effect in helping with the struggle of the first year of A-levels, which tends to put too much strain on the students?
Yes, we hope so. I mean, we hope that by talking with them, not just about subject areas, but by talking and trying to buddy them up with each other, is that they can talk through some of those kinds of transition problems, which are really intense for sixth form students. And about how they can best kind of organise themselves and use support networks around them.
Do you feel through the Year 12 talking about these issues with the Year 10s, they've been able to overcome some of their own problems within coping with A-levels and apply it in their A2 courses?
What, you mean for the Year 12s that it's helped?
Yeah.
But it's helped them greatly, and they've been able to talk about it on their UCAS statements. So those people who actually ran workshops, they've been talking about it non-stop. So it's good. I think it also clarifies their own understanding of their subject, because when you have to give it to somebody else and teach them, you've got to be really clear that you've got an understanding. So I think it's been quite good for them on that kind of level.
So how often would the workshops be run?
Right, well, there's two kind of things. One is that we did a one-day event in the summer term last summer with Year 10s. Plus it was round a whole day where we got people from professions to come in to talk to the students and do workshops then. But the other idea is we're going to get all Year 12 students to do some workshops in a tutorial, in the tutorial slot, with the Year 11s, which could be subject specific. It could be about thinking about what you want to do at university. It could be thinking about what you want to do for a career. So they could talk to them through that. It could be about what you've just said about that transition. How best can you help manage that transition and to really tell them what it is like in that Year 12.
That's a good idea. You can't really pick it. It's a great idea.
Has there been any that have reacted in a fearful way after the workshops or not taking it very seriously?
I think most of them took it really seriously, and I think they took it seriously because students were running it, and I think they kind of, it felt more real to them because students were actually running it, because they could see, you know, there was only a few years in age and distance between them, and I think the students were really honest, you know.
Do you think that with people similar to their age talking about the scary bits of sixth form help them to overcome any fear that they have of the looming years?
I think so. I mean, I don't think if it helped them to go about any fears. I think it was meant to be more informative. So hopefully they felt a bit clearer about what qualifications they needed to get onto the courses, what the courses were like, how the kind of teaching is different at Key Stage 5 as it is to Key Stage 4. And about how you have to come at it straight away. You've got no time to kind of rest into it, which I think after GCSEs is a shock to the system for lots of people.
So it's Year 11s.
So it's going to be Year 11s and 10s.
Yeah.
So the other idea was to get all the Year 12s, when they have their tutor session, is to create workshops. So they'll use one tutor session to create a workshop around life in the sixth form. And then on the following time they have that, they will go into a Year 11 group and do it in groups rather than one-to-one buddying.
So it'll be helpful for the Year 11s to get to know the Year 12, so when they go into Year 12, they're kind of comfortable with the whole...
So also you'll have...
College.
They will know each other, so you'll be building that. But you're also informing them of, you know, things to do, things to think about, places to look around, maybe not just at Talis, but to go and look around lots of places and see what's out there.
I would have liked to have got that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, what would you have done differently, do you think?
I'm not sure. I guess I would have thought closely about my subjects.
I would have thought more about my subjects.
Yeah, especially animal, you would have thought very differently, wouldn't you?
Because I just heard my mum talking about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to go and do maths.